Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, every now and then I wonder if circumstances had been different, if I would have had any talent as a winemaker. And now, according to you, there's a way that I can find out how bad I would be.
So we've spent most of our time talking about drinking wine on this program, but it did occur to me that perhaps people would like to learn more about actually making wine. And as it happens, there is a place called Tin Lizzie Wine Works located right here in Clarksville, Howard County, where you can do just that.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's owned and operated by a guy named Dave Zucro, who is the primary instructor. It was founded in 2008 and is now going into its 16th winemaking season. Since grape harvest is happening now, if you have any interest in this, you probably want to be aware that time is running short. You should probably get in touch with them relatively soon. Dave is now joined by his son, Matt, who has a master's degree in enology and viticulture from the University of California, Davis. That's California's premier and prestigious winemaking program. Mm-hmm. He's a veteran of several well-known California wineries, as well as a New Zealand property. So this is all by way of establishing Tin Lizzie Wine Works bona fides. But in addition, Tin Lizzie was Winemaker Magazine's Wine School of the Year in 2022.
Uh-huh.
In 2023.
Yeah.
And 2024.
Oh, my God, a three-peat.
So, wow. Who knew?
Yeah.
Anyway, I recently had an opportunity to visit and taste some of the wines, and I just got to say they way surpassed my expectations.
No kidding.
Yeah. So here's how it works. When you sign up, you agree to come to four sessions spaced from fall to spring. First is, of course, crush, which is exactly what you think. Dave brings in real wine grapes from California, Europe, and all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting the real experience. You crush the grapes, you release the juice, and you start fermentation. About a week or so after that, you return to press the wine off the grape skins, and then you put it in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back the next time, you transfer the wine off the yeast lees and into clean barrels, and now you get to taste.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you return for bottling, and then you take your wine home. So
how about that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The pricing varies depending on the quality of the grapes you choose.
I'm guessing you're getting instruction all the way. You're just
not turned loose. No, you're not just turned loose. And yes, you do get to choose the grapes. You make an upfront commitment to a certain volume of wine. I think it's a minimum of 5 cases. And you own the wine once your process is done. And the quality level in the grape selection can be very high indeed due to relationships Dave and Matt have developed with growers over the years. So,
my goodness.
It sounds like fun to me, and it might be a nice holiday gift. For more information, you can visit their website at www.tinlizzywineworks.com. We're going to put all this information on the seller notes page on the WYPR.
Yeah, we sure will. How many people do you reckon he has going through there in any given year?
That's a good question. I'd say probably 40 to 50.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's legit.
And they all make their own wine, and they can have any stylistic tweaks that they want?
As far as I know.
Wow, that's really great.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR.